What do we practice? We practice Guru Yoga, Yidam practice, Dharma protectus practices, and wisdom emptiness. In terms of history and all of the Dharma transmitted down from Samantabhadra to Guru Rinpoche, now to our Vajra root Guru, we don't know which is the essential practice. For those that are practicing secret Vajrayana, the Mahamudra, great perfection, the one thing that they may not lack is the practice of Guru Yoga, Yidam practice, and the practice of the wisdom empty protectors. And this is like the practice of body, speech, and mind. Our practices can't leave these three practices, just like in order to be able to continue living in this world. For instance, we need water or oxygen. If we are lacking in any of these, then our body is going to feel very uncomfortable. If we are somebody that practices the secret Vajrayana, Mahamudra, or Great Perfection, without the practice of Guru Yoga, Yidam practice, and Dharma protector practices, no matter how diligently we practice, we won't attain these great states of realization. We won't receive those blessings and attain enlightenment. And this has been the case over all of history for all of these lineage masters. Before, when I was at the side of His Holiness Jamyang Luntuk Gyaltsen, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, and I was by his side for over 10 years. For every day that I knew him, he would start first thing in the morning, he would practice Guru Yoga. Midday, he would practice the Yidam practice. In the afternoon, he would practice wisdom emptiness, and in the evenings, he would practice the Dharma protectors. And that was his practice for 70 years, every single day. And this is the same for all of these great masters, including His Holiness Moktsar Rinpoche. The same for His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, for all of these great lineage masters. Of all the great masters I have met, every single one of them practices Yidam and wisdom emptiness. And it has been the same over all of history, including Patril Rinpoche, Tsidron Lodru, Longchenpa, Jigme Lingpa, Jigme Gelwe Nyugu, the same for Sakya Pandita, for Tsongkhapa, all of these great masters. They all practice the inseparability of compassion and wisdom emptiness. They all practice Rigpa. If we don't practice the essence of the blessing of the lineage, then even although we may have very high studies, we won't have attained the highest states of realization, the siddhis and their great merits. Really, we must practice Yidam practices, wisdom emptiness, and the Dharma protectors. And today, for those people that are going to retreat and in retreat, and for all of those that will go into retreat in the future, and many of you are doing these short retreats, maybe 3 days or 7 days. For us, our requirement from His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche was that every year we went into a 100-day retreat. And this was always the case for us, every single year. 100-day retreat, sometimes practicing Trektor with instruction, sometimes practicing Toga. And for the whole 100 days, we practiced every single day. We didn't miss a single day. And this is still happening in Yachin, and still happening for many of the students of His Holiness Gelwe Nyugu Rinpoche in the Tibetan areas, in Qinghai, Yeshu, Lhasa, all over the place. And they're doing so in the monasteries, they're doing so in the mountains. Every single one of them is practicing the great perfection. All of you must go into retreat at some time and practice diligently. And in the process of your retreat, practice Guru Yoga, Yidam practice, wisdom emptiness, and Dharma protector practices. It is a boundless, a complete, incredible blessing. Of course, the blessing of the Guru is very, very important. However, the practice of the Yidam can bring about boundless, great blessing. And in terms of history, many of the great masters did this. Think of Jigme Lingpa. He was in the mountain, and in the mountain, his teacher, Longchenpa, appeared to him. He had always used Longchenpa as his Yidam deity practice. There's a great distance between Longchenpa and Jigme Lingpa. However, because of the closeness he generated through his practice using Longchenpa as the Yidam and his belief in Longchenpa, Longchenpa appeared to him like in a dream. And the same for many of the past great masters. During their practices, they saw their Yidams and they received the blessing of the Yidams and even received guidance from them and realized all types of different states of realization. Of course, all of these great merits, appearances, arose from the state of great perfection. Still, the blessing and the energy of these Yidam prayer practices is really very different. And just as we said, in terms of our practice, we mustn't leave our three doors. We must maintain a healthy body. Similarly, our practices should not leave the practices of Guru Yoga, Yidam practice, and the Dharma protectors. And if we are practicing Mahamudra, great perfection, Tantriyana, then we shouldn't lack in the practice of these three pith instructions. Practice of Guru Yoga, Yidam, and Dharma protectors. The first, the four empowerments received from the Guru, everybody knows. First, settle down, bring your mind to calm abiding, give rise to bodhicitta. That's our first job to do. The second job is to pay homage. Pray to the Guru to please bless us. On behalf of all sentient beings, I wish to attain Buddhahood. So Guru, please bless me. All the Yidams and Dharma protectors, please bless me. So that every single meditation session of mine, that I may realize Rigpa, the inseparability of wisdom and compassion. That in the first moment, I realize the true nature of mind. And in the second moment, I benefit sentient beings. And to have this type of aspiration and courage. And if this is our wish, then definitely our lineage masters, Vajraguru, and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will bless us. Have this stable, unmoving state of mind and belief, and this type of courage, and no matter what happens in my life, I will not give up on sentient beings. I will attain liberation for the benefit of sentient beings. I won't give up on the three jewels, and I'll rely on the blessing, the energy of the three jewels, in order to be able to attain liberation and enlightenment. And on these reliances, I am going to practice. And if we practice like this, there is no way we will not eventually attain Buddhahood. And because of the strength of this aspiration, your motivation, your Dharma activities following this, and the purity of these aspirations and motivations, there will be no obstacles. They will be removed and difficulties will be removed. And in the present moment, with the purification of these, we will attain realization and unmoving faith that will never falter. Irrespective of me offering up my life, irrespective of what sentient being I am. And to be so resolute and so determined as to think that within all of the three worlds, even if there's just one sentient being that is practicing like this, it will be me. With this kind of aspiration, we will definitely progress very quickly. And in the world, if there's nobody that believes in the words of Buddha, except for one, that one person will be me. And within all the three worlds, there is not one sentient being that wishes and aspires to attain Buddhahood, except for one, then definitely that one will be me. What is this? This is what we call boundless bodhicitta. This is supreme aspiration. And anyone who does this, there's no way that they won't attain Buddhahood. 100%. Any student like this, definitely they will attain Buddhahood. They will definitely receive blessings. This type of students with the right thinking and this belief will attain Buddhahood. And so let us be this type of person with this type of mind. This is really quite simple. For you as one person, arrange your life that our main purpose is this, is to practice. This is our objective. And this kind of student will be successful. However, how many of us don't have this kind of aspiration, this kind of courage, this kind of motivation? And then, as a result, what happens is our practice is always over here and then over there. It's important to have the right motivation, the right thinking, and then to really practice what we should practice. And in this regard, you all have what you need. And we practice in order to benefit sentient beings. Irrespective of whether my life is in the human realm or in the hell realm, my purpose is to practice to be able to attain Buddhahood to benefit sentient beings. I'm not going to be concerned about what type of environment I'm in, what sort of arising causes there may be, whatever causes and conditions, this life is to attain Buddhahood to benefit sentient beings. If I encounter all sorts of negative, adverse circumstances, difficulties, suffering, or if I am practicing Buddhism, I am fortunate, I'm very wealthy, I am going to, irrespective of what the causes and conditions, I am going to practice to attain Buddhahood. And these external world factors, whatever's happening, is not going to influence my belief. Many students, due to their attachment, aversion and ignorance, because of their confusion and being lost, have given up on the Guru and the Three Jewels, and given up on compassion, and think this will never happen to. Not one person is going to get in the way, negatively influence or obstruct my path to being able to attain Buddhahood. Because I know the path to liberation is a long path. And it's going to take a lot of courage and determination to be able to complete this task. And have this kind of foundation, this platform for your practice. And all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions, please bless me in this regard. Support me. And our Vajra Guru is teaching us in this regard and guiding us. Then what is there to worry about or be concerned about? Everything is the great path of luminosity. The path to enlightenment, to Buddhahood. And maintaining this kind of practice, then guidance on the path is very important. From darkness to the luminous path, from the luminous path to liberation, from liberation to enlightenment, and finally to being unified with all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. And for the sole purpose, we practice conscientiously. Go on retreat, request for pith instructions, receive empowerments, engage in Dharma activities, and then we carry the blessings of the Guru, the Yidam, and the Dharma protectors secretly within our mind. And don't fall onto the wrong thinking or the wrong path. And if we continue practice like this, then the first the four empowerments of the Guru, you all know. And let me teach again, because this is the one and only secret key to liberation. Any profound state of realization must first be established through the four empowerments received from the Vajra Guru. And through this, we will first be able to see the true nature of all things. And through this, we will be able to see the merits of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of all of the wrathful and peaceful deities. All of this first by or through the blessing of the four empowerments of the Vajra Guru. These four empowerments are really very important. And we must first settle down, and then every single one of the empowerments. Be clear about it, step by step, just like you're very clear about the things that are in your house. The first step, the second step, the third step, visualize very, very, very clearly. Ostensibly, everything is primordially pure. Is a pure mandala, a Buddha mandala. If this is the case, then we may ask, then why do we still need to practice? We might have this hesitation. If everything is a pure mandala, why do we need to practice? It is because it is all a pure mandala. That is why we must practice. And our clothes are very dirty. We don't see the true color of our clothes. However, if we take our clothes and we wash them, and then very quickly we start to see the true color of our clothes. And the color of the clothes was like this in the beginning. We just didn't see it because they were dirty. Primordially, everything is pure, and that is why we need to practice to return to this purity. It's not a practice of adding anything. It's these ignorant, lost appearances, these ignorances within our liar consciousness, that we wash clean through recognizing Rigpa. And then through this, we return to the primordial Dhamma Dhatu. And we do some visualizations through the Maha Mudra. What are these practices of the Maha Mudra? Is visualizations of the Yidams, the deities, the Dharma protectors, in this boundless mandala. And primordially, all of these appearances are in the pure mandala. However, because of our ignorance, our pollution, because of all of these discriminatory thoughts, our attachment to material things, our attachment to fame and fortune and to relationships, attachment and desire to our relatives and family, and our hatred towards enemies, our attachment to our flesh body, to living. Why do we fear dying? Is because we have attachment to living, and the greater our attachment to living, the greater we fear death. In reality, death is just a temporary happening. It is not a finality. But because we don't believe in reincarnation, we don't understand, and so our attachment is very, very strong. And so these practices are there to help us to cut through this ignorance, this attachment. And the only way to practice to very quickly attain blessing is these Maha Mudra practices and the Great Perfection practices. All of these practices of the Yidam, the deity, the Dharma protectors, is to help us to transform these ignorant delusions and our attachments to them into the pure mandala of the Yidda. And this is the power of these visualization practices. Never mind mentioning the type of realization we achieve. And so first we teach this Maha Mudra, these visualizations, and then we teach the Great Perfection. Now, let me not teach so much. I'm worried that you will not be able to absorb all of this. Why do we practice that everything is primordially pure? Is because we have to return to this state of realization.